Hello, hello, welcome back to Thirsty for Art. This is Yu Zhang, and today I'm going to talk about some things that you can add to your online non-clinical art therapy sessions to make it awesome. So if you are doing online sessions, this is going to be super helpful since, you know, online sessions are quite different from in-person sessions. So there are some things that you have to, you know, have in your sessions and some things to really consider. Of course, the things that I'm going to talk about, not everything, not all of them are necessary for everybody, to every art therapist or every facilitator. However, I do think that these are going to upgrade your sessions and make the experience so much more valuable for your client. So if you want to really upgrade your sessions and really make it top notch, these are going to be really helpful. So there are 6 things that I'm going to cover today. And the first one is actually something that happens not in the session itself, not the session, but it's right before the session. But if you see it from a client's point of view, it is kind of part of the session of doing the thing and meeting you. So what that is a smooth booking process. So you know how you have to, you know, a client has to book a session in order for them to have a session with you, right? And actually, we do not think about this part of working with a client that often. However, you have to really think about what the booking process actually looks like for the client. Is it easy? Is it difficult? Do they need to book again and again and again every time they need to see you? Or can they book once for a certain length of sessions, number of sessions together at once, and that's all? Do they have a calendar where they can easily choose a date and time that works for them without having to do all this like back and forth email with you? Do they, or can they, easily just whip out their credit card to pay the session right away when they have decided to see you? So all these questions is just to kind of help you check in with yourself about what the booking process is like for the client. And this also might include reminder emails, automatic reminder emails that people get, or confirmation emails that people get when they have paid or booked a session with you. And then a reminder email is basically right before the session, they get a reminder that it's happening and they get the link and stuff, right? And so the having a smooth booking process is really, if you think about it, is an extension of your session, an extension of your service. And so this is like the first impression that your clients get. And so I think this is something that we do not really think about too much in terms of doing online sessions, but it's just very crucial to consciously and intentionally design, right? So smooth booking process is number one. So kind of setting the stage for your session even before it happens. So number two, something that you can add in your online sessions that can be really helpful is actually explanations about the activity that you're introducing the client. So when you're in a session, especially you're having a session with an adult, right? And maybe even at least they're like an adolescent. And if you're in that situation, you actually want to add explanations to what you're introducing them to, what the exercise is, you know, how it was chosen, right? Or why you're doing it, right? Because I think that clients are very naturally curious as to why they're doing a certain activity, because they don't know much about art therapy like you, or they don't know much about the therapeutic effect of the art like you as the facilitator. So they're naturally very curious. So for me, actually, I found that really helpful when I explained the reasoning behind a creative process, and that I found that that helped clients get more out of the session and get them more committed and motivated, and also just have more fun as well, right? We're really engaging them with their logical brain in this process too, right? Not just all about the intuition and emotions, but also, you know, explaining more about the activity or reasoning behind our process gives us more that involvement of the logical brain, piques our curiosity. It really helps people understand what's going on as well, like how transformation can happen. And I find that this is even more important to mention in online sessions, especially compared to in-person, because you know how there is more distance between you and the client compared to in-person. So the more that you can really involve the client into the process, right, the more that you can share and show more about you and your work, what you're doing, I find that it's better in sparking their interest, sparking their motivation, and in establishing that more trusting relationship even as well. So even if there is a screen between you and the client, by, you know, adding more explanations about why you're choosing this, why you guys are doing this process, it definitely kind of collapses that gap between you and the client, I think. So that is one of the things that we might not think about too much, because it's just sometimes so natural why we want to choose this or why we are doing this activity versus that activity, right? But I think that clients appreciate it and benefit from it tremendously when we do give them the kind of inside knowledge, or at least a little understandable kind of explanation about why and how of the art. All right, so the third thing that you can add to your online sessions is actually something physical. So incorporating something physical that involves the body is really helpful in doing online sessions, I think. You know, since we're not in one space together in person, right, with a client, we have less physical engagement, right, less physical connection and maybe even involvement, because you, the facilitator, the guide, is present from a screen, from the point of view of the client, right, rather than physically present right in front of the client. So to kind of improve that situation, right, to make it more so, make it less distant, and to lessen actually the effect of constantly looking at the screen to connect, and also just, you know, we always kind of, we're too in our heads while using our computers oftentimes, right? We kind of forget that our bodies exist. So we want to help the client drop into their physical body. And this is, of course, helpful for many different reasons. It helps us feel more relaxed. It helps us check in with our bodies, feel more grounded, feel more connected, right? Many different reasons, but we want that to happen, especially because it's an online session, right? We're constantly looking at the camera, we're constantly looking at the screen, and it's easy to forget the body, right? So anything physical, like incorporating some sort of breathing exercise, right? Allowing the client to notice the breath, or even closing their eyes, depending on the client, of course. All these things are just suggestions, so you have to see what works for your client. Even closing their eyes, right? Intentionally listening to something, clapping, or prompting them to sit comfortably, or maybe situate themselves more so that their back is straighter, or something like that, right? Or moving their body somehow, stretching their neck, maybe. All these things can be helpful. And I think there probably are way more than these examples, but there's lots of different ways to incorporate the physical, right? So I definitely recommend that you don't have to be afraid to move during the session, meaning your clients and yourself too, probably. And along the same vein, don't be afraid to expand the session space. Like, what I mean by that is you can ask the client to really be more intentional about the room they're in when they're doing the session together. Perhaps they might have to arrange some things, right? Perhaps they want to intentionally choose a certain spot in the room, or I don't know, choose to set up the room in certain ways or move around the room. I don't know. But you can also perhaps ask them to bring some kind of element from the outside into their room or session space. Or maybe even give some exercises that they can do outside of the session. So after the session ends, it's almost like a homework or something like that. And if they do create something outside of the session, just allowing them, the client, to share the artwork or the image through some kind of online portal or maybe even an email, having that in place would be so, so great. And that would be a great example of extending the session space. So really taking care of, like, or just noticing the physical space and the physical body here. Right. So that is the third element that you can incorporate into your online sessions. The fourth thing is actually to use the functions of your video call platform. So sometimes we forget that we have various options and functions in addition to just a plain old video call, right? A lot of the times, actually most times, we're using Zoom, right? And with Zoom, there's just many other functions other than, right, just the video call itself, right? There's the whiteboard function, which you can use to maybe even take turns drawing something, completing something together, right? That's an idea. There's a chat function where people can type out something, or you can type out something, right? A breakout room function where you can, if you were doing like group sessions, then this is super amazing. People can get into smaller groups and then come back to the big group again. Screen sharing is another one. You might want to share some kind of image or some kind of prompt. I don't know. There's also the function to share computer audio. So like whatever audio is going on in your computer, you can share that with your clients. And that would be a great idea to incorporate music in the background, right? So those are all the options that are available. Of course, these are not always necessary, right? We don't have to use all of them. But knowing that these are available and we can incorporate them when necessary, I think is very, very helpful for our sessions and for our clients, right? Sometimes these things can really allow us to do even more within our sessions, right? It can make things happen. Like for example, breakout room, we can make the group even bigger, right? Incorporate more people just because we have that function of the breakout room. So really great. Take advantage of those extra functions of your video call platform. Specifically, the example I gave was Zoom. So that's the fourth one, I believe. And the fifth thing that you can include in your online sessions is actually feedback. Feedback within sessions. So asking for feedback from your clients within the session itself. So when we do our online sessions, I think it's easy to forget to ask questions about what the client thought about the session itself, right? Not about their goals, right? Their progress, not necessarily, or the activity, but really just about the whole session. Like, so asking about like, how was this session for you? And not just doing that once, but doing it pretty consistently, right? To see how it changes as well. And so that you ask those things because you want to learn from your sessions, of course, right? And this is especially important for online sessions because we might not catch all the nuanced nonverbal cues and feedback, nonverbal feedback. So they're not telling us these things, but they're showing through behavior, body language, right? Or facial expression, whatever. We're not able to often catch all that nuanced stuff, feedback from clients, because we're not in an in-person session. In-person session, we can catch all these things. We can even catch like the energy and stuff like that. But online session is could be a bit more challenging to catch everything. So client might be feeling or thinking something inside that it's not really detectable on the outside through a screen, or it's not visible, right? especially through a screen. So verbally asking clearly the question, how was this session, is quite an important thing to do inside an online session, I think. And of course, with that said, you have to be okay with receiving feedback, right? You have to be okay receiving maybe things that you could improve upon, things that you can work out, right, by yourself or with a client. Sometimes, you know, clients have better ideas and they share possible improvements. But all these things are so, so valuable, I think, to know, because it allows us to improve. It allows us to make any important changes and upgrades to our sessions, right? And that's just how we get better doing online sessions, right? Getting feedback. So very, very important, especially for online sessions. And the last thing to include in online sessions is very similar to feedback, but it is actually getting testimonials. So this is a form of feedback, right? It's something that your clients are going to share with you. But oftentimes, getting testimonials is done outside of sessions and for a slightly different purpose than feedback, right? Yes, testimonials can actually do help your online session quality just like a regular feedback, but testimonials mostly is there for the purpose of helping with your marketing and you building an online authority, right? So that you get more clients consistently, right? And so it's really nice to get testimonials. I would say actually it's not just nice, it's really hugely important. Don't forget to do this. Even with your first client, please, please, please do this, get testimonial. And I would say especially for your first client, please get a testimonial because it will help you get clients. It will help you get the second client, third client, fourth client, right? And it doesn't have to be fancy. It can be easy and simple. You can create a little Google form where you ask a few questions about what they thought was great about your sessions and things like that. And you can just share that form with them to ask, you know, ask them to fill it out. Or better yet, I think the better way is while you're in session, after this whole session ends, just having a quick chat with your client about their experience. Asking if it's okay, of course, to use what they say as a testimonial, whether that's text or video form testimonial, and of course asking if they want to be anonymous, things like that. And so I do find that video testimonials are easier to do because clients do not forget about it and it's easier for you to get the aligned testimonial. But testimonials nonetheless, so, so, so important. And I do also think that not just for your business marketing purpose, but testimonials are very helpful for your own confidence and self-trust. Because especially in the beginning, I think that we always are not so sure about our service and what we provide. And we ask ourselves questions, am I doing it right? Am I doing okay? And so it's hard to know if we are doing it right. And so I think that sometimes we just need that reminder that, yeah, we're okay. What we're doing is not bad. And I do think that getting testimonials and just getting actually feedback from clients, actual clients who've been in your session, can really boost your confidence and trust in yourself and in your work as well, because you now have evidence that your work is great and it is helpful and useful. So testimonials, I think, so, so, so important, can be done after a session, outside of a session. But I do think that that is also an experience that clients can appreciate as well, because they can reflect back on your sessions, right? And that helps them kind of see what they got out of the sessions and what they are taking away and how they have grown as well. So that is all the things that I wanted to share today about the important things to add in an online session. To review for your non-clinical online art therapy sessions, These are the six things that you can include that will really upgrade your sessions, all right? Number one is having a smooth booking process that makes it easy for clients to see you in session. That is so important. Their experience, even before they see you inside a session, is what determines the quality of the session as well. So very important. Number two is explanations about the activity. You know, let them in on why you chose these things, why you're introducing them to these exercises. It helps them understand, it helps them be more committed and get more out of the process. Number three is something physical. Anything that involves a physical body, incorporate that into the session. Number four is use of extra functions of your video call platform. There are screen sharing, chat, breakout rooms, things like that. Number five is actually getting feedback within sessions. Don't forget to ask the question, how's this session? And then last one is getting testimonials for the purpose of improving your marketing, but also improving your confidence and helping the client reflect and review everything. All right, so hopefully these were really, really helpful. You know, I think that with experience, online sessions do get easier. And especially when we're so used to like in-person sessions, it can be such a strange thing, so strange medium to work in as people who are so used to being hands-on with things, with materials, but also with people. And, you know, especially with art therapy and therapy regard. So it can be challenging, but I do think that it does get easier. And also definitely implement the things that I shared here, because it will make a big, big difference in the quality of your service and your online sessions. So hopefully it was helpful. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'm going to catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.